Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. And now, play ball. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is hit by the pitch. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Horton reaches second base with a double. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Grich moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Grich moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grich scores. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gritch. Leon moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hydman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. 1 out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch strikes out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Rettenmund moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sims who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Rettenmund scores. Robinson scores. Blair goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-3, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Olander reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olander moves to third. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hydman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-1 in the game. Harden is called out on strikes. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Leon applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Pinson moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Orioles. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limchok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hydman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-2 in the game. Harden bunts towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gritch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Marcelino Lopez now pitching. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Larry Brown pinch hits for Greg Nettles. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson moves to second. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Duke Sims. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Fosse moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 6, Orioles, 6. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ullander hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing third base. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Leon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is hit by the pitch. Leon moves to second. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heidman bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Leon moves to third. Bradford moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Pete Rickard now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to home. Hendricks drops the ball. Leon scores. Bradford moves to third. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-6, Indians. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bradford tags and scores. Brown tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-6, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Vada Pinson now playing left field. Dean Chance now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Uhlander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Watt now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bradford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Uhlander moves to third. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heidman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Uhlander tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-6, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-9, Indians. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 9. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.